Boy, where have you been for the past 2 months? Don't worry, I got your answers, even though probably none of you were asking it on this episode of Z Talks.
You're listening to Z Talks with your host, Z.
What is up, Pride? I'm super happy you guys could be with me today on this beautiful Sunday when I am posting this. Whatever day you're listening to it, I hope your day is going amazing so far. Real quick, shout out to my guy who does my music, Unbloom. Go check him out at Unbloom on basically any social media site. You know, he's doing some great projects. Definitely go give him a listen. Anyways, I'm sorry and I appreciate all the patience you guys have had with me. I've just been like, I don't know, as soon as I got to school, everything just kind of hit me. I've been getting hit left and right with some bullshit that's been going on. I'll explain to all you guys all the situations that have occurred, some funny stories as well along with it. I appreciate you guys being with me here today on this podcast. I know that I've been gone for a little while, and I'm gonna give you an explanation why, and I just want to appreciate all you guys supporting me still, on whether that be on my stream, which is twitch.tv/northernmoosegaming. Actually, not Northern Moose Gaming, just Northern Moose. Go check me out. I mean, that's what I'm doing mostly with most of my free time that I have. So anyways, let me tell you guys the shitstorm that fucking happened as soon as I came to college. Okay, so first of all, I get here, you know, normal, like, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, except for the fact that I fucked up my knee. So basically, it's just been like going back and forth from like the hospital doing rehab. It's annoying to do. I'm just getting back into like the swing of like doing regular workouts and stuff like that right now. So it's just been a grind every single morning, along with school. That blows, by the way, after doing like 4 to like 6 years of doing no school. Like chemistry, I haven't done chemistry since grade 10, and they just threw me into a chemistry class. I'm like, all right, like, come on, guys, like, fuck, I'm so bad. Like, but just getting the cobwebs out, obviously. The shitstorm that has been happening. Okay, so first of all, you guys heard I messed up my knee. That's main reason why I haven't been doing podcasts. A tree fell on my car, which fucking is the worst thing that could possibly happen to me. Actually, it's not that bad. Like, I think it's like the worst thing to happen since like the fucking AIDS epidemic. I don't know, like H1N1 or like something, like, you know, all that crazy shit. I feel like this is the worst thing that has happened since then. I'm just kidding. In all seriousness, like, my car is fine. You know, nobody was injured. Nobody was standing underneath the tree. It was literally just my car. And, you know, the school isn't paying for the insurance for it, which is a absolute joke. So I'll probably be going to court. So I'll fill you guys in on that. That should be interesting. So a tree fell on my car. I fucked up my knee. Anything else that's going wrong? Like, you know, it hasn't been like that bad. Like, school here, it's pretty good. Especially being with like the community that I'm with, like my athletic team that I'm with. So the guys hockey team, they're all really great guys. They make my every single day here like so much better. And the gaming guys, shout out to Arctic Gaming, picking me up for the organization. If you guys don't know who they are, go check us out. We got like some really great content creators, really great editors, some good pro teams coming up right now. We're one of those like top 5 organizations to watch out for right now that are like trying to make it to the big leagues. So I hope you guys can be with me on that journey, because I know that I am 100% down to become like an esports professional somehow. Anyways, that's besides the point. You guys know how I feel about esports. I think it's gonna be a fucking monster. Like, give it like another like year or two, like this thing is gonna be crazy. You see it right now with like Ninja. Like, this guy's just insane with like how much people he's like gathered just for Fortnite. You know, we got like Juju Smith, we got Drake, we got everybody, man. We got Lil Yachty. Like, it's crazy. Anyways, so I'm gonna tell you guys some stories of like some of my experiences here so far. So basically, we're doing like volunteer work for our school, right? And like for our hockey team. So one of the things that we were tasked with is like doing security guarding, or like working security for the Taylor Swift concert. And, you know, like going into it, I'm thinking, oh yeah, that's fine. Like, whatever. I'm just going to be waving like wands over people, like whatever. I get there and they take the 10 biggest guys that they see from our team. And they're like, I want you, 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 you. And, you know, I'm one of those people. So they take me and they're like, okay, so what we're going to be doing is we are literally guarding the stage for Taylor Swift. I was like, man, T-Swizzle, I hate you. Like, I don't know. This is like probably the worst thing since my since the entire like week where I fucked up my knee in my car. Like, this has just been a horrible day so far. So so they're like, yeah, we're gonna be standing here. I'm there from 3:30 until the concert at night. I don't know why she wants us there at 3:30 doing security work. It was some bullshit. She wasn't even singing or doing like sound check or some. Oh. Anyways, so you know, I'm sitting there doing like, or I'm standing there doing like security guarding or whatever for the stage. You know, it's pretty cool. Like, I guess like it's a good experience to like, cause I got to like listen to like all these people like Charlie XCX and Camila Camello. I don't know how to pronounce her name, and Taylor Swift, obviously. So I did like security guarding for that. It was pretty cool. But standing there for 8 hours, no break, no water, no food. I mean, it was definitely not one of my favorite nights here. But funny story about that. So I'm sitting there at this concert and I'm literally just like standing there. I'm like at like the kind of like corner, like the stage is like in like an X shape kind of thing. I don't know. It's weird. So like they have like all 10 of us at like different corners. I was at like the back corner where like all like the celebrities like come up to the stage. So I'm just standing there, you know, minding my own business, like before like, you know, Camila Camello goes out after Charlie XCX, I think it was. And she's literally just like, she wasn't paying attention and neither was I, obviously, and she just like ran right into my like back and like pushed me forward. And I was just I was like really heated because I was just, you know, I was standing there for like 6 hours already, and I was like, I turned around ready to throw fists because I thought it was like a fan or something. Turned out to be Camila Camello, and she's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And I was like, do you not know like who the fuck I am? Like, seriously, come on. Like, you're gonna run into me? And I was just like, I'm just playing. I was like kind of like starstruck. I was like, oh no, it's okay. And she's like, okay, like sorry. And then she like walked on stage and did her thing. Anyway, so that was just like another thing that like I had just done in college, like for like volunteering and stuff like that. It wasn't like super crazy or anything, but it's been an experience so far. And actually this morning I had to wake up to like do like a volunteering like for a marathon, which was like basically just like blocking traffic. And this one lady, like, I don't understand, man, people are so ignorant, it's fucking ridiculous. So I'm standing there, I barricaded like this main intersection, obviously, because we have a marathon runners, you know, we can't have people just driving by. And the audacity of some people, I tell you, man, like I had so many people just like honking at me, yelling at me, like telling me like, oh, what the fuck is going on with this? I'm like, man, it's a marathon. Like, do you think I'm just gonna let you walk through or like drive through? Like, no, you crazy bastard. So basically what happened is like we were like coming like close to like the end, but like there were still like marathon runners that were like crossing the streets and stuff like that, like after receiving like their medals. So this lady, she drives right up to the barricades and she like rolls out her window. She's like, hey, can I get through? Like, I have to go to work. And I was like, no, you can't actually, because like, I don't know what else to tell you, ma'am, but we're still have marathon runners here. Like, I'm not gonna let you through. Like, I haven't let anybody through. Why would I let you? And she's like, well, I don't care about anybody else. I need to get to work. And I'm like, well, you're shit out of luck, ma'am, because you're not gonna get through. So, you know, she's just like reaming me out. And I'm like, well, like, I'm just taking it. You know, I'm not like responding at this point. And then like, she's like, whatever, fuck you, I'm gonna move myself. And I was like, goddamn, like, why would you do that? And I was like, please don't. And she moves all like the barricades and shit, and she just like, she starts like driving, and like I'm like right in front of her because like all these people are like still walking across the street. They're all like panicking because this lady's gonna like hit us all. I like basically like run to the front of the car, and she like slams on the brakes, and she like kind of hits me to the point where like I'm on like the hood of this car, but like I didn't really like get hit, obviously. Like, she just kind of like drove into me and I was like on the hood of her car, so like really like it wasn't like that big of a deal. But then like she had just like rolled down her window and started yelling at me again, telling me to get out of the way. And then like all these people were still like walking across the walkway, and I was just like, ma'am, like these people are more important than you. Like, nobody gives a fuck about you. I hate to burst your little American bubble. Like, these people are more important than your work. And then everybody was like starting to cheer and shit like that. And then she's like, what is your name? And I was like, I don't have to tell you shit, ma'am. Like, I don't take orders from you. And she's like, well, I don't need your name, I'm just gonna take a picture. And then I said, well, I'll do you one better. Here, I'll smile for it. And I smiled while she took a picture. And then like as all the people passed, I like finally let her through. And she just like speeds off, and everybody was just like cheering me on. I felt empowered, honestly. I felt really empowered. Not really though. It was just a funny experience. So basically, like, between that and the shit show that happened to my knee and my car, that's been literally my college experience in a nutshell. I don't know what else to say about it other than the fact that it's kind of like different. Being away from home is different for sure. It's like a different like culture over here in America. So anyways, I'm trying to start up my podcasts like more. I know that I've been on break for like however long it was. I think I'm going to try and do another segment for the Throwback Thursday where I tell you guys funny stories of basically my youth or like shit that's already happened. Don't forget to, you know, follow me on basically every single social media, at Moose Northern if you want to like really keep up to date with me, because that's my gaming one and I do like updates on that with gaming and in aspects to obviously this. Another thing is that Anchor has actually introduced a subscription system. Like, obviously you guys don't have to subscribe to me or anything like that, but it's just like a way of support. So if you guys do want to like support me, I think the lowest one is like $1 like a month to just like be subscribed to me. The highest is like 25 or some shit. Like, I definitely wouldn't recommend like dropping the whole bank or anything like that, but anything helps me at this point. That with that being said, you guys don't have to, don't feel pressured. I love every single one of you either way. So anyways, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast, and I will see you in the next one. Later, Pride.
Follow Z on Twitter at ZTalks2 or hit him up on IG at Z_Talks. This has been the Z Talks podcast. Follow, share, tell all your friends, and don't be afraid to be a goddamn lion.